Chapter 9.
Will you kids shut the fuck up?
Guff yells, sticking his head into the doorway that connects the two bedrooms they've taken at this piece of shit motel. The kids in one room, him and Carol in the other. Two fucking TVs on, the kids yelling and her hairdryer coming from the bathroom. Can't hear yourself fucking think, he thinks, as he tears open his third beer. 2 days driving, and they were hardly out of Texas. It was going to be a long fucking trip, with the kids pissing and moaning about how they wanted to go back the whole time. His own fucking kids, fonder of that asshole than their own... Expensive trip, too, with all the gas and everything, for what had amounted to a long vacation. A fucking working vacation at that. At least they'd given him the money back that they'd spent on building materials. That cocksucker, talking to him as though he were a fuck... Guff! Carol's voice screeching over the hairdryer. What? There's someone at the door! Sweet Jesus. He throws the door open, beer in hand, expecting the manager or some neighbor about the TV volume, and sees instead suits, ties, white shirts, an ID in a plastic wallet held towards him. The guy behind the ID saying, Mr. Rennett? That particular appellation usually a bad sign for Guff. Yeah, he says, trying for a mix of indignant aggression and uncertainty. FBI.